This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey folks, welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Friday, the 2nd of April, 2021. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvindya Viraj.
And Christine Wong.
We're going to be asking you and talking to you about April Fool's jokes, and particularly from brands. We'll be discussing that all the way through the show. Do you think April Fool's jokes from brands are still appropriate or appealing? Why or why not? You can let us know. We've got polls running on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Plans for the weekend then, either of you?
Plans for... Not yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Indicating that there could be.
There could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the weekend, who knows?
Right.
I'm going to eat a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sleep a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
As good a set of plans as any. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about this today then? I mean, obviously, for us, April Fool's Day passed yesterday without an incident, I think. A few things popped up on Facebook and Instagram and whatever, and we kind of went, seen that, done that, been there, done all that. Are we at that stage now then where we just don't care about it anymore, do you think?
I have never cared about it. I think I've only cared about it a little bit when the actual joke is somewhat cool or interesting. Mm. A lot of the stuff that Google has done in the past has been at least fun. But I'm just tired.
So I look forward to certain brands. Like, I always love what Google comes up with.
Mm-hmm.
Because you clearly know that it is an April Fool's joke. So it become like a sort of like an open campaign for them to come up with some like some weird gadget or some weird technology that you know doesn't exist.
Mm. Mm.
But it's fun to see Google come up with like videos and like a marketing campaign and like a whole like product lineup for something that's obviously fake.
Right.
I like a few other like local brands have done things like put up like posts that are obviously meant to be funny. So those things I'm okay with. And I think those things for April Fools is fun.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel certain brands do things that are a bit of an inside joke and like it's only for the employees to ha-ha, but then it gets to social media and you're like... is this supposed to mean something to me? Mm-hmm. Is this like real or not? Then it kind of hits the, it misses the mark.
Mm. I mean, I like April Fools when it's amongst people, you know, colleagues and whatever, and friends. And I also remember a few years ago watching a TV show, and it was a flashback to an episode of a TV show in the 60s where they were showing spaghetti being grown on trees, right? And they sold that bit very, very convincingly to the fact where people were calling the BBC and asking them about this, you know, these spaghetti tree. And that, I'm like, oh, that, you know, you could see how back then on black and white TV, this was something sellable.
Yep.
When brands start doing it, though, you know, and when they've taken over that space, for me, I think it's something a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm. So basically, one of the inciting incidents that made us want to talk about this was Volkswagen. So Volkswagen obviously had this strange thing earlier this week where a press release was supposedly leaked that announced that it was changing its name to Volkswagen to promote electric vehicles.
Mm.
And then later on, when everyone was like, that's a dumb idea, they then pulled it back and said, oh no, it's supposed to be April Fool's. You know, they removed the release from the US media website. But at that point, I think a lot of the internet felt that it kind of went too far, or it wasn't even that funny in this effort to sort of like gain buzz for obviously the push towards, you know, electric vehicles that Volkswagen is actually doing, and the electric ID 0.4 crossover as well, which is just arriving in US showrooms. It just felt like a little bit too, I don't know, like on the nose a little bit. Like, we already know that they're trying to move more into the electric space, and it felt like something that could have been plausible. I think that's kind of why people were a bit like, ugh, you know. And, you know, obviously it's not unheard of for companies to use April Fools as not only a way to gain publicity for like a radical change, but also just like for a bit of fun. A similar thing happened with IHOP, the International House of Pancakes, I think in 2018, where they reversed the P and then made it like IHOB with a B and said that they were changing their name to the International House of Burgers. And it was supposed to promote that lunch menu, but I think America panicked, you know, and we're like, why are you not selling pancakes anymore? So I think that's where I'm at. Like, I think with a lot of these jokes, I think it's hard. It's a really fine line, right, between something that is genuinely funny or interesting or engaging and something where you're just like, ah, come on, you know? Locally, there were a couple that I did actually like. Mm-hmm. A couple of April Fool's Day ones that I did like this year. For instance, my Burger Lab did an excellent one.
Yeah.
About claiming that they were going to sell flavored condoms, basically, which mm-hmm. I did find very funny. And Nando's as well teased a never-to-come release of Peri Peri Bubble Tea, for example. Those, like, I don't mind. You know, those are ones that, like you said, they're clearly a joke. Mm. They're clearly, you know, taking... They know their brand and they know their audience well enough that this... I think that won't come across as awkward.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's also one of those things where with Volkswagen and maybe, I guess, IHOP, for example, who don't really have a big internet presence or an online presence, mm-hmm. for them to join in the fund feels a bit off. I don't know.
Yeah. I think the fine line that you were talking about is that, is it meant to make us laugh or is it meant to make them laugh? And I think when it's built to make the brand laugh, it's sort of like people are like, what is happening here? Like, you know, are we supposed to be in this bubble? Or are we supposed to understand?
Involved?
Are we involved? Yes.
Are we in on the joke, right? Is the consumer in on the joke or not? And then that's difficult to navigate, especially when you have, you know, like corp comms people who are just like, oh, this would be really funny. But like, but when you're in it, it's very difficult to know what your audience is going to like. Right.
I mean, when I first joined this team, I think, however many years ago it was, and I think that was around April time, and we were just having a bit of a laugh around some of the stuff that Elon Musk were doing back then. Right. I remember like mocking up a poster for aftershave, Elon's Musk, you know, stuff like that, where that would have made me laugh, right? Because it's obviously he's... Had he created it, it would have him being like self-aware and mocking himself a little bit. And he is one of these people that's often mocked on social media and whatnot. And playing into that, I think, is fine.
Yeah.
But somebody like, you know, Volkswagen, who in the past have told stories that were not exactly true as well, you know, it's difficult to kind of, you know...
Yeah, I mean, for example, like, let's say, you know, in the US, you've got like Wendy's and Denny's, for example, which are two fast food chains that have already a very strong presence and already have established a kind of humorous, casual tone on their online presence. Hearing, like, seeing an April Fool's thing from them, I'm kind of like, that checks out, right?
Yeah.
But Volkswagen... Not so much. Didn't really land, I think. And I think that most of the internet agreed, which is why they then pulled it and then had to awkwardly admit, like, on the 31st
apologize
of March,
and stuff.
That, we're not actually doing that.
But then again, are we just being a little bit, you know, too serious about this? You know, should we just be, like, loosening
up? It's not harming anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I also feel that I'm personally... in a place where, because we've been so inundated by a lot of misinformation and disinformation as well, that... I know it is a joke, but it is also a lie. And I'm kind of tired of seeing lies on the internet. I don't know about you guys, right? And I do get, you know, maybe that, like, you know, we should lighten up and be funny and all that stuff. I'm kind of in a place where I'll find things that are funny on purpose. I'll go watch stand-up comedy. I'll go, you know, watch YouTube videos, Vines, TikToks, that sort of thing, that are designed for humor. I don't really need humor necessarily from big brands.
And I guess even from like a branding perspective, you know, just using April Fools for like a week-long branding, marketing push is kind of, it's kind of very yesterday. I don't know if I'm wrong about that. And the misinformation, disinformation thing is also a good point, because we're talking about this on a daily basis. Yeah. Like, how do you decipher and how do you know what's true and what's not? So I guess it's just about reading the room from a branding perspective, from a company, you know, point of view.
Yeah.
Just read the room and know if people are going to respond to this properly or not.
But then again, you know what's happening. You know that there are, at some point throughout the year, for that company, there are media planners sat in a room saying, oh, April's coming up. Yeah. We better get a campaign ready for that. And World Water Day is happening on such and such. We better get a campaign ready for that. And, you know, such and such is, you know, I don't know, World Tax Day is coming up.
It was just Women's Month.
Yeah. And it becomes that rote thing where people just do it because they think they have to do it, rather than, like Arv says, reading the room and finding out which days are appropriate and which holidays or you know, are important to take note of, instead of it just being willy-nilly just for the sake of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Very true.
Right, let's have some music from Courtney Barnett with Nobody Really Cares if you don't go to the party here on BFM 89.9.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Arvind Yuvaraj.
Rich Bradbury.
And
you're still Christine Wong.
I'm Audrey Raj, I guess. No, Christine Wong here. That caught me off guard. Okay, I think this is like, okay, on a personal note, I think this is also why I'm not a big April Fool's person. I'm very, like, I think I'm a funny person, but when it comes to this sort of thing, I'm not the kind of person that can roll with the punches as well as other people can.
And the reason for that confusion, of course, is because we're discussing whether or not you think April Fool's jokes from brands are still appropriate or appealing, why or why not. And you can let us know in the poll over on Instagram and over at Twitter. And of course, if you want to join the conversation, 018-789-8899. Sorry about that, Chris. Just thought we'd have a bit of a giggle at your expense.
That wasn't even planned. There was
Anyway, let's have some of the feedback we've got and let's have a look at some of the numbers that we've got on the polls. Let's have a look.
Over on Twitter, it's 78.5% people saying no, 21.5% saying yes. A couple of messages. This comes from our own Simbi Boon, who says, no, it's lame. JS says, I think to a certain point, the same pattern of jokes like ridiculous flavors, obnoxious ideas for their marketing quote-unquote campaign gets boring and unappealing. 5 years straight, you see F&B introducing weird flavors of their products. Does feel a bit stale. And then Dilip says, people need to lighten up. Where has the sense of humor and fun gone?
Yeah, I mean, Dilip's got a point as well, but also so has JS, I think. Yeah, Chris, what have we got over on Insta?
So on Insta, we have a poll as well, and it's currently at 62% for no and 38% for yes. And we've got a couple of responses here. We've got Safiya Cairo, who says, it's getting old and not funny. If you want to really do it with a bang and be really, really funny. Tan HJ 2910 says, bad publicity is still publicity. Oof, true. Jerry Wong 69 says, as long as it's in a tasteful way. And Eugene says, as long as it's done in good taste, we can all use some lightening up. But tastefulness being an implicit condition, something that some brands have struggled with. And I think that's the whole tastefulness angle is kind of where I'm at, right? Because we were mentioning Google that we both, Arvin, we both love the stuff that Google has done for April Fool's Day. 100%. Notably, they did not do an April Fool's thing this year. And they're like, to me, big brand April Fool's royalty, they do it right almost every single year. And they went out of their way to release, like, you know, media releases saying, we're not doing it this year, we don't feel it's appropriate. I feel like that's a big indicator that if Google feels like they're reading the room and that it's not cool this year, maybe.
Did they do it last year?
No.
They didn't do it last year either. Interesting.
Finger on the pulse, I guess.
All right. Okay, so we should probably get an opinion about this as well, not just from us, of course. Jan Wong, founder of Open Mind Resources. You got him on the phone, right, Chris?
Yes. So, hey, Jan, thanks so much for speaking to us about this all today. So, what do you think of brands doing April Fool's jokes this year? Do you think it's appropriate?
Well, there are currently two sides of the camp of this year's April Fool's jokes. One group saying that that's very insensitive to do so given the current pandemic, especially when the world is still going through a very hard time with many countries still struggling to cope with rising numbers despite vaccine talks. While the other camp says that it's exactly because of these hard times we should all chill out and create some fun and laughter despite the situation. Well, there's clearly no winning camp in 2021. And I happen to stand on the former, where I also think that it's still not the best time to throw any pranks. While I understand that some laughter is due, some pranks may not be the most thoughtful way to go about, especially in this year. And many brands like Google also agree by cancelling April Fools for the second year.
Jen, do you think that the level of misinformation and disinformation on the internet currently affects the effectiveness of April Fools marketing? Why not?
I think consumers today are a little smarter than before, or maybe have become a little bit more sensitive on days like April Fool's, where they are now more capable to detect a prank or a joke when they see one, but only on this day. That is also because of the nature of jokes played, which are usually not very believable, and usually lean towards the outrageous side of things, like Burger King launching a Whopper-flavoured toothpaste, Duolingo launching a toilet paper where you can learn new languages while being in a washroom, or a collection of durian, chendol and coconut-scented condoms by Durex. But it's because of these points, I do not think that the level of misinformation or fake news will affect the effectiveness of such marketing. However, I do think that this kind of news actually contributes to the number of misinformation available out there. Despite its intention of it being a joke, especially when this joke actually backfires or when the follow-up falls through, that the recent Volkswagen fake rebranding campaign.
Jan, to what extent do you think the pandemic specifically has discouraged April Fool's content from brands?
The impact of the pandemic towards April Fool's content from brands was definitely far greater in 2020 compared to this year in 2021. In 2020, there were hardly any brands doing anything on April Fool's. All of them were going about the route of respecting what's happening, and they believe that it's a tough time and they should hold back on some of the jokes. And for those that did, they received quite a bit of pushback from the consumers themselves. And for those that didn't, they were seen as brands that were more human and able to empathize with the current situation and the frontliners back in 2020. Now, if you ask me honestly, that in itself was an April Fool's campaign of some sorts.
Interesting. Now, Jan, do you think that, I mean, is there a way for brands to leverage on April Fool's in these times without potentially coming across as insensitive or tone deaf?
Now, before anything, I must put it out there to say that April Fool's content is not something that is for every brand out there. Especially if you are a brand that have never used humor as part of your content before, or if you are one of those that is unable to stomach potential criticism or negative press. Therefore, you may really want to take some time to think thrice before even doing something entirely different from a usual brand personality just to surprise your audience. But if you're ready to take that risk, then consider the three commandments of April Fool's content. Number one, don't post false good or false bad news. There are already a ton of fake news out there. Don't contribute to it. It wouldn't be good when the audience finds out when whatever that you're posting is actually fake. Number two, don't make light of the situation. There are too many casualties and sacrifices in this season already. I understand you may want to create some laughter, but downplaying the situation is just a big no-no and it may be seen as being very disrespectful. And number three, don't capitalize on topics or keywords related to the situation. Stay away from trying to be smart by riding on trending keywords related to the pandemic or trying to play around with names like renaming a vaccine after your brand name. That is just very distasteful and insensitive to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Last question, Jan. So post-pandemic, do you think brands will continue to tiptoe around April Fool's?
That's actually a very good question, and there are actually some discussions going on the topic of whether this would actually be the death of April Fool's content for brands. Now, I really think that brands could spend their time creating more valuable content for their audience instead of quote-unquote wasting time in trying to create the best prank in hopes of going viral. But however, I really doubt that in the post-pandemic world, these brands would actually slow down from doing so. Just take a look at today in 2021. Brands are already seen coming out of their closet despite still being in a pandemic. So I think it's almost guaranteed that in a post-pandemic world, these brands will go all out again in creating more and more April Fool's content.
That was Jan Wong, the founder of Open Mind Resources. What was your feedback on that then, Chris?
I think he's got really good points. And I loved the three commandments that he said. You know, don't have like good or bad, you know, news that is that's fake, and just be aware, right? I think that's really what goes into making this sort of content. Because as I've mentioned, there is April Fool's content that I do enjoy, you know, but it's all stuff that was done in a way that read the room and was tasteful and wasn't good or bad. It was just neutral. So with Google, it's like a new product that is, you know, even the Duolingo thing that Jan mentioned, the one where it's like, oh, you've got toilet paper that you can learn languages from now. It's neither good nor bad, right? It's just a thing that
it's
exists.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before we take a quick break, a quick mention from Tsaiyo Yang, who says, hey, I like Volkswagen. It's punny. I think it's nice to have a bit of harmless fun once in a while. I do miss silly April Fool modes in games, but I really have time for games nowadays. But I draw the line when it comes to just a prank, bros. Those deserve a few servings of a knuckle sandwich. Mm. There you go. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Violence is never the answer. However, let's have some Foo Fighters with my hero here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.